for long. We know what we're fighting for, and if we can win a battle, then we can win a war. The hawk's on the wing, and in a world with such insanity, I fight in the name of humanity. I want only one thing, to be free again. Yes, the hawk's on the wing, and I will live by both cutting and claw, till above them all, in freedom I soar. Flight, so unprepared for the fight. What have we got to be frightened of? They bought us, they taught us well, but made our lives a living hell. Insanity, I fight in the name of humanity, and I want only one thing, to be free again. Yes, the hawk's on the wing, and I live by both cunning and claw, till above them all, in freedom I soar.
Free again. Yes, the hawk's on the wing. hawk had brought down a mighty eagle, and having once savored the taste of blood, would not be satisfied until it had killed again. But the senators of Rome refused to believe, as I knew for certain that, barbarian or not, Spartacus was an enemy to be reckoned with. Once more I offered to lead the forces of Rome, but again they declined, and another army marched grandly out of Rome, never to return. And so it went on and on. Army after army set out to do battle with Spartacus, only to meet with shame and defeat. But such was the vanity of our leaders, their faith in the superiority of Rome so long unchallenged, that even now they fail to acknowledge that the slave revolt had become a war. I stood alone in believing that the waves of rebellion were mounting to a flood that, if unchecked, would soon crash down upon Rome itself and sweep us all away. Victory Spartacus's following grew. From all over Italy, they flocked to join him until his army numbered 100,000, this scum and riffraff of many nations, without a common tongue, but bound together by their hatred for Rome, the bitterness of generations finding voice now in the cry of the hawk. Spartacus shared command with Crixus, but it was to Spartacus they came. And it was Spartacus who fed their discontent with wild dreams of freedom, while his gladiators trained the rabble to fight and kill, just as Rome had once trained them. Never had such a thing been known, an army trained and led by gladiators who could outwit and outmaneuver the legions of Rome as they might an opponent in the arena. The shadow of the hawk now hovered over Rome, and those who, like myself, had earned their fortunes trading in slaves called for action. With bribes and argument, I took control of the army and prepared to defend the city. But it was then, when fresh from his victories, Spartacus might have marched on Rome, he turned north taking his people towards the Alps and the road he believed would lead to freedom. The hawk was flying home.
Did not harm him, a sign from the gods that he was to be given a great and terrible power.
Thank you.